Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on Tuesday was questioned on her issues ranging from light sentences for child pornography defendants to her representation of Guantanamo Bay inmates to alleged acts of judicial activism. Judge Jackson on critical race theory.
That slide does not show the entire laundry list of different academic disciplines that I said relate to sentencing policy, but none of that relates to what I do as a judge.
One of the two black boxes containing data from Monday's China Eastern Airlines plane crash has been found. The black boxes are the technical equipment on planes that reveal reasons for the crash. China's state media said the box was found to be heavily damaged, noting that it was not immediately clear whether it was the one that recorded flight data or cockpit communications with air traffic controllers. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Poland's Interior Minister Kaminski has said the European Union member had expelled 45 Russian spies pretending to be diplomats. Kaminski tweeted, quote, "We are dismantling the Russian special services network in our country," end quote. The Russian ambassador to Poland, Andreev, confirmed the expulsions, telling reporters that the individuals concerned had been given 5 days to leave Poland. The National Football League has given the green light for paying players using new currency technologies.
The NFL is allowing teams to look into deals with blockchain and NFT companies. After it evaluated the technology, the league saying it will allow promotional relationships without undertaking excessive regulator or brand risk. The NFL said teams and the league must proceed carefully because of evolving regulations related to the technology. Advertising for NFTs and NFT companies are not allowed to use team marks and logos. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
President Biden is en route to Europe to meet with NATO and European allies concerning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Representative Tim Burchett, Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax, says saber-rattling by Putin is his method of operation.
Putin always projects. He always accuses his people, other people. Remember, he accused the Ukrainians of extremism in their warfare, biological warfare, and these other things. I still question whether the Russian generals that he gives the order to. I mean, it's not Putin just sitting there with his finger on the button. I question whether they really want to get into a thermonuclear war and destroy the Earth, because that is exactly what will happen. There's no such thing as a limited nuclear weapon or device, because the clouds will be over. It's just like North Korea. North Korea was, when they were experimenting, China was the ones that were scared because they're afraid the winds would blow the nuclear waste over their country. So I still question whether his generals would follow through with that. I think he's just rattling some sabers.
The parents of Reuters photographer Danish Siddiqui, who was killed in a Taliban attack in Afghanistan last year, have begun legal action at the International Criminal Court against the Islamic group. Siddiqui, a Pulitzer Prize winner, was embedded with the Afghan Special Forces when killed on July 16th during a failed attempt by government troops to retake a town near the Afghan-Pakistan border from the Taliban. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we knew it wasn't going to be easy, but we've got to do it. You know, if not for ourselves, you know, for our kids, our grandkids. I mean, they're already taxing our great-great-grandkids. I mean, you talk about taxation without representation. So they're stealing from them. And as we're seeing right now, America's weakness is the world's weakness. And this is what's on full display right now. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm a bit more optimistic, this morning. I've been, just kind of processing all this, all this negativity. And, what we're starting to see is the truth is really coming out in all this stuff, whether we're talking about the Biden administration, the war on oil, even watching the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings, interestingly enough. I mean, the hypocrisy of the Democrats is just galling. It's like, stop. You guys drive me crazy. When you're the minority party, you are causing all kinds of havoc and everything like that. You're now in the majority, and instead of coming on and holding to that position, you've got to make threats and accuse the Republicans of doing the very thing that you guys have done and the Republicans have never done. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, they're revealing who they are, and that's it's always good to have truth revealed before you. Mm-hmm. Not every eye is going to see it, but when you look at, first of all, Ketanji Brown Jackson, I have the hardest time not saying Jackson Brown because the singer, and
yes,
so I'm always messing that up.
Why did you say that? What now? Exactly. Thank you very much.
So every time you see her, you're going to think of Doctor My Eyes. But nonetheless,
yeah, exactly.
It's a now you've got an earworm. So I've been very helpful this morning. But I think there are some things that we're seeing where truth's being exposed, we know God's at work in the world, and sometimes it's not in the timeline that we've kind of have in our mind because we don't get to tell him what to do. He gets to tell us what to do.
Yeah.
But it is this truth's revealed. People's eyes are opening. They're saying, hey, wait a second, these people are nuts. The idea on that somebody was sitting as a vice chair of the U.S. Sentencing Commission was busily saying, gee, we really want to lower sentences for people engaged in child pornography is a little, I think it's shocking to most people. And the fact that the Biden administration had to know that and apparently didn't care is even more shocking.
And for her to, act like you know, somehow she's disconnected from CRT and she's involved. She's on the board of the school. And here's these books that Ted Cruz brings. I was, well, what about this book? I mean, you're on the board and you don't know. I mean, you know, she claims she doesn't know. And, you know, this plausible deniability, especially the way these nominees are, you know, the way they're vetted and the way they're trained. And of course, it's a career of obfuscation. I mean, you have a hard enough time just voting for a local judge, much less, you know, dealing with somebody at this level, because they know how to play the game and how to avoid stuff. But it's like, look at, you know, you got a problem here. You got sentencing issues that are quite clear. You know, will it disqualify her? I don't think it's going to disqualify her. You know, the Democrats got votes. It's just going to be one of those things, but at least it's going to be, she's going to be mostly vetted, and people are going to have a better understanding of who this judge is. You know, she wanted to say that she's been serving for over a decade. It's not even quite a decade, but, you know, she rounded up. She used Hillary's math,
right,
and, you know, played that deal. And yeah. So, and then she started correcting herself and saying, okay, a little over 9 years. And, you know, it's just like, to be honest with you, I thought, wow, you know, for a 10 years of experience, and now to elevate to one of the highest judicial positions in the land, I don't know. I think there's still a little green, in my humble opinion.
Well,
what do you think?
She's got 6 months about six months on the District Circuit Court of Appeals, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is, before that, she never really had to participate in giving opinions. She was always, she's never interpreted the law. She's always had, she's, you know, been overturned because she's interpreted the law wrongly. But she, as a district court judge, you're supposed to just follow the law. You're not supposed to create, you know, there's not even a notion you create law at that level. Certainly, you get to the appeals court, you're hearing, you know, did somebody else follow the Constitution? And that's where you really get a sense of where somebody's jurisprudence lies, how they're going to view the Constitution in relationship to various decisions. And she's only been on this District Court of Appeals for 6 months. So relevant experience. She's got relevant experience. She's been in the criminal justice system, which, by the way, isn't a requirement. But she's been in the criminal justice system. There's no doubt she's been a public defender, and so she's done a lot of that kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is, the truly most relevant experience she doesn't have.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, the other thing that's you just suffer so much, and we knew going into this, is to hear the questions of some of these senators. You know, why Mazie Hirono continues to be on this committee is baffling to me. I mean, clearly, you know, she is taking all her direction from her staff. She's winging it. Blumenthal, another one. You know, again, he has no credibility in my eyes because of his stolen valor. And he himself indicted himself in saying, look, if you're false in one thing, you're false in all things, right? That was his big thing, you know, that I think he brought up regarding Kavanaugh. And, you know, right, suggesting that he had lied. Well, I mean, wait a minute. You have been caught with your hand in the cookie jar. There's crumbs all over your face, and you're saying you didn't have any cookies. And it's like, come on. I there's some people I don't want to hear from them anymore. Just like I don't want to hear from any more of those 50 generals and national security types that swore that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation because Rick, they felt it. It just felt like it was Russian disinformation, right? And so
yeah,
here they're given credibility, and that discussion in the campaign and on during the debate was canceled and could no longer be brought up because it had been void and cleared by these 51 liars. And here's the mess we live in because post the election, what you had something like, I think 18%, I've heard anywhere from 10 to 18% of the people, of Democrats, said they would not have voted for Joe Biden had they known about Hunter's laptop, right?
Yeah, that's the New York Times and the like, all that group actually did steal the election. And that's why they can't talk about stealing the election, because they're as culpable as anybody.
And look what they stuck us with. I mean,
exactly.
I want to go to the New York Times. I want to go to all these local oligarchs and have them pay my gas bill. You know, every time I go, you know, every time I go to the pumps, I got a special code and the bill goes to them because they're the one that gave us this, right?
Well, don't worry. They'll pass it on to the federal government. So you'll pay for it anyway.
You'll pay for it one way or another.
It'll all work out.
Exactly. Kumbaya. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In 1946, Reverend Charlie Beyer set out to spread the gospel locally via his radio show, The Gospel Tide Hour. Through God's providence, that radio show has grown into the Tide Global Radio Ministry, sharing the truth about Jesus in multiple languages on three continents. On March 17th, we will host Reverend Byers' son, Nelson, for a special I Remember When interview to learn more about the inception of the Tide Ministry. Nelson has observed and participated in the Tide Ministry since its founding 75 years ago. His memory is full of anecdotal information that's never been recorded, and we are so excited to learn more about the history of the Tide Ministry. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can listen in as Nelson shares his I Remember When insights, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, Rick Manning, a lot that you and I are talking about, sadly, there are too many stations, networks that cannot have this conversation. They would be canceled. You know, they'd be off the air. And this is why we're so grateful, you know, for our independent resources that allow us to have this open conversation. Because, you know, really in a lot of ways, it's smart talk because we're able to present both sides. I hope people are hearing both sides and hearing a better evaluation of the issues, because we're not dealing with 8-second sound bites, and I don't have somebody over my shoulder going, "Hey, well, can't do that. You know, we're gonna put you on timeout, and you're off the microphone for several weeks, or you're off the microphone altogether." So, I'm grateful, you know, for guests like yourself and this network of independent operators that allow us, you know, for as long as we can to be able to speak freely, because the problem we've had is that we've been dumbed down. And this is why the American people are they can't figure out why an American president sees that we have a need for oil. And you think, okay, well, that's a no-brainer. Just flip the switch. I mean, a fifth grader would say, well, yeah, you got oil? Yeah, just, and that spigot, and all you got to do is open that spigot up, and you got oil? And gas prices go back to down to $2, $3 a gallon? Yeah, no-brainer, do it. No, not for this president. And still, there are too many people, at least, a third, maybe even 40% of America, that are going along with the president. And they believe that it's Putin's fault. They believe that, we're doing this for Ukraine. You know, we're taking one for the team, for the Ukrainians, by paying more for gas. No, you know, it's just flat out stupid policies. But if you don't have the conversation and understand the totality of the issue, you're dumbed down and you believe what the mainstream media is telling you.
Yeah, and you know, the independent stations who carry this show, listeners need to support the advertisers on those stations, because ultimately advertisers are what drive the boat. And if advertisers are selling product based on the listeners, they're a lot less likely to be, shall we say, suborned by campaigns from the left attempting to intimidate them to not do that. And so it's only the left has government paid radio. And, you know, they know that they can't compete in the marketplace of ideas. So they have to compel taxpayers to actually pay for national public radio. And that's why.
Yeah. And we're paying for people to give us information that is bogus, that's one sided, and feeds the liberal mindset and the narrative. So it's like, wait a minute, why is my money going there? That's the same complaint that union members have in saying, why are my dues going to support a Democrat candidate that I don't believe in, that the guy steals and cheats, right? Yeah, exactly.
Job through environmental policy. So it's, exactly right. One of the things I think is really important, and it deals with this whole censorship piece. Now, one of the things we know, and this is not news, we know that the social media companies are engaging in censorship. We know that they're not allowing alternative viewpoints to get across, whether it be on public health issues like COVID, or it's on Iran and the Iranian, or it's the Hunter Biden laptop, or it's going to be the next one is Project Veritas being spied on by the Department of Justice and then lying to a court. A federal court about it. So there's a lot of things that are always happening that you're not going to learn through 90% of the media. And so a lot of ways I look at this is people need to take responsibility for their own, the input of their own news sources. And what that means is don't just, listen to this show, absorb, you've got great guests on, absorb what people are saying, test it. Does this actually meet the straight face test? Is it true? For instance, the oil shortage that exists. Is it true that OPEC is putting out about 10% less than they used to put out in oil? Is it true or not? It is. Okay, so just look it up. Secondly, is it true that Saudi Arabia has gone from somebody who was very responsive to the U.S. and would in fact pump more oil when we asked them to somebody who's wanting to talk to the president? That is true. So why aren't we discussing that the president's Iranian policy, which is directly funding terrorists against Saudi Arabia, has caused
Saudi Arabia to become a functional neutral, if not an enemy. And as a result, the largest oil producer in the world is telling us no, they're not pumping more oil. They're in fact restricting the flow of oil, causing the high oil prices. That is, you know, it has nothing to do with Putin. It has to do with Biden's Middle East policy and his domestic policy, which has choked domestic oil production. That is the problem. And yet, you can't find that kind of analysis in the most in the Atlantic or in New York Times. You find it here. So support the people who give you the analysis. That tells you actually tells you what's going on. And quite honestly, this is a personal pitch. We engage people in these fights. If you are, you know, if you want to find out this kind of stuff, you want to get a ready safe stream, just subscribe to Americans for Limited Government. Go to my getliberty.org site, subscribe. It's free. And we send something out every single day. Bill gets it. And it's designed to inform you about things that you wouldn't ordinarily find in the anywhere else. And with unique perspectives and with real, we put links in so people can check it out for themselves. Because we don't want people to be, you know, people just walking off the cliff, lemmings walking off the cliff. We want people to be able to think for themselves, to find out the answers for themselves, and to make decisions based on their own view of the world as what's right and what's wrong, what the right policies and wrong policies are. We don't have all the answers, but we try to give you enough facts that you can make decisions for yourself.
Well, this is why facts are so important. You know, I've often said, Rick, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we know who's controlling opinion right now. It's one-sided. And this is going to get us in a lot of trouble. And we'll end up being like California, where you have a one-party state that goes on. And look how successful they are. I mean, you know, crime and homelessness and drug addiction, you know, the open borders has just, you know, changed the Golden State demographically. I mean, who would have ever thought? But, you know, the other thing, you know, talking about Saudi Arabia, there's, you know, two other functions here. First of all, you've got an administration that is telling everybody that oil is evil. You know, it's the worst thing happened. We've got to get rid of it. You badmouth oil and everything else. Well, what about all the oil producers? I mean, it doesn't warm them up to anybody. And I don't blame Saudi Arabia for being a bit resentful. I mean, the very thing that you need, you want to shut down. So why should we be a cooperative partner with you? Number one. Number two is, meanwhile, China goes, hey, we love you. We love oil. You know, let's do business here. The whole thing. In fact, we'll figure out a new way. I know for a long time it's been an aggravation for you that everything is, exchange, the petrodollar is so key. And now that is at risk. And Rick, if we lose the petrodollar, bye-bye America. I mean, the complications there and Xi and go ahead.
Yeah, exactly right. The what's petrodollar is all dollars, because Saudi Arabia will only trade in dollars for oil. All oil has been traded using dollars, which means every country has to have dollars in order to buy oil, which allows us to export our inflation, our debt, to around the world. So we've been using this for 30 years to export our debt and export our inflation. Now, where that's under attack, India just purchased a large purchase of oil from Russia at a lower cost per barrel rate, discounted rate. They used rupees, the Indian currency, and rubles, the Russian currency, to conduct the transaction, not using dollars. And China's trying to get Saudi Arabia to sell them oil using the yuan. The minute they break the petrodollar, the minute that occurs, the United States, the demand for U.S. Treasury bills will go significantly down. We'll have to pay much higher interest rates to get people to do that, to buy those Treasury bills. And we are going to see Greece level of inflation, not just Biden level of inflation. We're going to see Greece level of inflation. And it's very hard. And we're going to start seeing draconian cuts demanded by banks.
30 seconds left here, Rick, and you've got Joe Biden saying, hey, we got a new world order right on the horizon. That's pretty scary stuff.
It is very scary stuff, and, you know, it's if we're going to have a new world order, I can't think of anybody who I would prefer less to be involved in it than a guy who can't figure out where he is when he wakes up in the morning. But That's a different story.
Exactly. Rick Manning, we got to leave it there. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government.
In half the time, Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fix at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on Tuesday was questioned on her issues ranging from light sentences for child pornography defendants to her representation of Guantanamo Bay inmates to alleged acts of judicial activism. Judge Jackson on critical race theory.
That slide does not show the entire laundry list of different academic disciplines that I said relate to sentencing policy, but none of that relates to what I do as a judge.
One of the two black boxes containing data from Monday's China Eastern Airlines plane crash has been found. The black boxes are the technical equipment on planes that reveal reasons for the crash. China's state media said the box was found to be heavily damaged, noting that it was not immediately clear whether it was the one that recorded flight data or cockpit communications with air traffic controllers. USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. We've got Jenny Beth Martin, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always good. I always enjoy our time together because you have a way of calming me down. and these days, I need calming down. I keep reminding myself, just breathe. We're going to get through this. Although I'm sure the president's probably talking to himself quite a bit. Because he just doesn't know what to do with this Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, they squashed it for as long as they could. They affected the net result of a presidential election by stamping it down. You had 51 intelligence officers and key people from the intelligence community, including John Brennan and James Clapper, refuting the laptop, calling it Russian disinformation. And I can't help but think, Jenny Beth, why, you know, when President Trump was asked, you know, pretty directly, it wasn't even asked, it was just kind of a statement in your face. What do you mean? You don't trust your intelligence people? I mean, he didn't give a definite answer, but it was clear that he didn't trust them. And what we're seeing now is all things do come out in the open sooner or later. Now we might understand a little bit more why the president didn't trust these knuckleheads, because they were untrustworthy, right?
They were untrustworthy, and, you know, as you're sitting there talking about it, I can't help but think that because they undermine the trust that the American people have in them over this laptop situation, situation, it winds up undermining the trust we have when it comes to the information that they are feeding us right now about Russia and Ukraine. And that is
exactly.
So dangerous for our society. We need to believe what our intelligence officials are telling us when it comes to things that may involve bringing our country into war. And it is such a shame that these 51 intelligence, and I use that word in quotation marks, officials lied to the American people back in 2020, because it winds up having very severe ramifications today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Richard Blumenthal, which I thought was self-indicting on his part, if you remember in the Kavanaugh hearings, he kept repeating, you know, if you're false in one thing, you're false in all things. He used the Latin term, you know, falso in uno. And I thought it was interesting, he of all people, you know, throwing that out there, who has been known to directly lie and got caught for stealing valor of all things, you know, shamefully, and why he continues to be a senator, you know, baffles me. But see, this is what happens with our country, is we make excuses, and instead of holding people to higher levels of account and integrity, we allow this stuff to permeate the culture, and now when we really need to trust them, we can't. I mean, the American people are confused, and this could be, you know, another weapons of mass destruction fiasco where we're going, well, I thought there was weapons of mass destruction here, and we totally upended a country, we got rid of their president, we destabilized a country, all because of, you know, bad intel. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is unacceptable. But you see, these are the things that the American people somehow, you know, we go into amnesia and we forget. And I just, you know, it just galls me, because we are here today, right now, in the midst of all this, after all these lies and deceptions that has colored our minds and our perceptions. Jenny Beth.
Yes, I think that is exactly right, Bill. And I think that even if when it undermines our faith in them and it colors our perception, when it comes to Russia and Ukraine, there's some things that are very obvious. It is obvious Russia has invaded Ukraine. That much, you know, we can tell. And sometimes you just have to go to the very, very basics to figure out what it is that you can believe or not. But not just learning, but seeing the New York Times now, nearly 2 years later, essentially admit that the laptop was real from the campaign, that it was actually the Hunter Biden laptop, and the corruption and the information that was available on that laptop, real investigative reporting and real reporting from the nation's top newspaper should have investigated that back in 2020. But they were just so bent on destroying President Trump and so focused on their hatred towards him that they were willing to allow corruption to get by. And they actually were willing to allow the very things they accused Trump of doing to get by and stand with the new man who now is the president.
Why would the New York Times do that now? Why would they admit?
Well, actually, it's not so much
an admission, because they don't admit any wrong. That's the other disgusting thing. But, you know, but why would they now, you know, 2 years later? I mean, it seems like it's a CYA kind of move. I got to cover my back end.
Yeah, it may be a CYA move. Maybe there's going to be movement on this investigation, and they just want to be able to be ahead of it enough that they can report on it later. I really don't know. It's hard for me to know why they do what they do. Mm-hmm. It's astounding to look at, and the question of why is a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a question that Americans are asking right now. Again, as you say, they're confused. But yet, look what happened. Rasmussen last week reported on an updated poll and said that a majority, I mean, we're talking, I think, around 60% of America now says that they believe that there was a problem with the 2020 election, that fraud took place. I mean, that number is through the roof, Jenny Beth. And here we are. We're worried about the January 6th, you know, supposed insurrection, bad word. That's their word, protest. And we don't even want to talk about what led up to it. And, you know, something that is so dire and critical to our democracy is legitimate elections. And we've got a, oh, yeah, that's right. We've got a midterm coming up. Well, we missed Dr. Fauci, by the way, for, you know, a couple months. We thought, well, maybe he's gone forever. But then, of course, oh, here comes the midterm. We got to bring Dr. Fauci out. And what is the first thing he says? He, oh, well, we, you know, we got COVID coming back. So, all, you know, all that to, you know, go on. And I'm sorry to hit you with a couple things all at the same time. But I'd like to get your insight on, you know, how we're being propagandized here.
We really are being propagandized. It's something that I've been struggling with quite a bit over the last few weeks, couple of months, because it's so difficult to sort through and know what is real and what is not real and what is propaganda and what is not. And the institutions that that our tax dollars pay for, they are not honest with us, and they've been so dishonest with us, and they seem to be doing everything they can to cover for themselves, that it makes it hard to know what is the truth and what is not. I think the best thing to do, even when there's propaganda coming out, is to look at what both sides say, and look at the mainstream media, and then go to newer, less mainstream sources, but sources that have proven to be true over and over. Like, for instance, the Federalist would be a good one, or Breitbart, or others.
Right.
And then sometimes the truth might be somewhere in the middle of the two, but at least be exposed to both sides so you can come to some sort of decision on your own. It's very troubling, Bill. It's extremely troubling because at some point we have to be able to believe someone, we're on the brink of World War III. This is not a good thing when the American people can't believe the media.
Exactly. And election have consequences is what Barack Obama said. Someone else said, yes, fraudulent elections, even more horrific consequences. And here we are. We're stuck with a president. I say stuck because here's somebody who, you know, by other officials, I think it was Bob Gates said that, you know, in 50 years that Joe Biden had never gotten anything right when it comes to foreign policy. And here he is representing our country when we're on the verge of World War III. And I shudder at the thought. But here we are.
Indeed. It is very, very troubling.
Jenny Beth Martin, she's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
But we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Next in line.
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty.
You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have my good friend Doug Hershey's back with us. Talk about Jerusalem rising, the city of peace reawakens. Hey, Doug, how you been, buddy?
Doing well, man. Great to have some time with you again.
Yeah, exactly. This is, I mean, you got to be so proud of this project, the City of Peace Reawakens, Jerusalem Rising, Amazon.com bestseller. Wow, took off.
Yeah, it's been, you know, really a labor of love for the past several years, and it's really 2-3 years in the making on the heels of my previous best-selling book, Israel Rising. And so, it was something really special and just really happy to be able to share it with everyone.
Yeah, and the team of people involved with this, I mean, this really speaks of, your leadership in bringing this group of talented people, to put something like this together. I mean, you can tell that it is a labor of love, and there's chemistry that exudes from this book as you open it up. It's quite compelling.
Yeah, thank you for that. It was a lot of hours for sure, and my good friend Edin Rahm, who is the photographer on this, he's an adventure photographer that's really, his career is really taking off around the world and doing all sorts of things. He was just... he was born in California, but an Israeli now, and it's just, he's a phenomenal talent, and just, we just really connected, not only culturally, but just, on a lot of these, sites and connecting with the old photos. So it was a great team.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, you had world-renowned aerial photographer, is it Dubital? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Dubital, we placed his aerial shot of the old city on the cover, which is just, really stunning. And so, it was certainly a lot of work. I mean, who knows how many hours were put into it, but, over the last several years, it's been a primary focus.
Well, Israel Rising, your first book, Ancient Prophecy, and was through the modern lens, and then this is the next installment of this creation and this idea. Where do we go from here, Doug?
Well, Well, the ancient prophecy modern lens theme is really becoming a series where we're taking ancient prophecies written in the scriptures and really using photographic evidence through then and now photography to really show how these things have come to pass. And there's no other people group in history other than the Jewish people that have any type of ancient writings that foretell the destruction of the land, the destruction of the city, and all of their cities and the scattering of the people to then come back to the exact same location to rebuild again. It's so unique, mm-hmm. and it's never happened before in human history. And with through then and now photography, it's more than just, hey, this is a cool then and now photo book. While it is that and showing some really tremendous revival and rebuilding, it directly points back to verify that this is exactly what the prophet spoke about in a way that's just simply never happened before in history.
Yeah, it really is empirical evidence, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, that was sort of kind of the intent as well, was just that, you know, for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, I mean, if people would read the prophecies in Ezekiel or Zechariah or some of these other places in scripture and go, man, they must be allegorical or symbolic or whatever, they certainly aren't literal. And just since the invention of the modern camera, really 1830s, 1840s, and in Jerusalem Rising, we have some of the oldest photos of Jerusalem ever taken from 1844. It gave us a visual baseline to really begin documenting visually of what is happening in the land and in the region, really.
Exactly. Doug, besides the obvious sales of this book, pointing and reinforcing the popularity of this idea that you've been able to develop and produce in these two books, what are you hearing from people? Because, you know, as a speaker, you're talking to people, you're connecting, you know, with various groups and that. What are they saying to you?
You know, I think a lot of it has just been just a stunning realization that what the prophets talked about is actually very literal and very tangible and is coming to pass. A couple hundred years ago, people would read some of these prophecies and go, you know, who knows what they mean? Well, we're finding out today that when Ezekiel 36, and this is some of the portion we use from Israel Rising, when it talks about the land being cultivated and sown and waste and forgotten cities being rebuilt and the people returning to the land, all of those things are very tangibly happening. And, you know, in the same way, Jerusalem, you know, had really been virtually all but a dump for really 1800 years. And, you know, according to the prophets, it's a significant city, you know, in the end times. And here we are seeing the city being rebuilt in a way that it never has been before. So it really is, for most people that pick up these books and page through it, they're really kind of captivated by going, wow, this is, you know, I'm seeing with my own eyes exactly what the prophet said. So it's
exactly
giving people just such visual evidence.
Well, and again, it's evidence that there is a God, because God said this was going to happen, right?
Yeah, and that's really what it comes down to, is that God is doing exactly what he said he would do. It's, again, it's not allegorical or symbolic or spiritual, although there may be some aspects of that. To me, what it really says is that God means what he says and says what he means, and he's, you know, letting us know ahead of time that his hand was in this whole thing. And so, again, here we are in a day and an age where we're not only able to point to it, but we're able to provide some photographic evidence that just really documents that process in, you know, perhaps a way that's never been done before.
Well, we're taking a look at Jerusalem Rising. This is the City of Peace Reawakens. Doug Hershey is the author. He is a conference speaker, a founder of Ezra Adventures, an Israel-focused travel and education company. Doug, we talk about Jerusalem, and some people, particularly, you know, we're so, America-centric that we don't realize that Jerusalem is very different and very important. Why does the city of Jerusalem keep coming back into history?
Well, again, it's the only place in the scriptures where there's a specific destiny that's connected to a specific people group for a specific plan. And again, if we're talking about what God is doing in the world and what he says in the scriptures, it's the only place where he says he's chosen to dwell. It's a place that he has chosen to gather his people back, as is what's happening now. And in Zechariah 8, which is the ancient prophecy of the ancient prophecy, modern lens, Jerusalem rising series that we're looking at, that ancient prophecy talks about him returning to Jerusalem to dwell with his people, and old men and old women, dwelling safely in the streets, and children playing in a way they hadn't before. And so, you know, this is a significant city just simply because God said so.
Exactly.
And,
mm-hmm. Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, I've often said to people that, when Israel became a nation again, it is as if the hour hand of the prophetic clock was set. And what's been passing now are minutes and seconds heading us to the final chapter. So that if you want to know what's going on with the history of the world, look to Jerusalem, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the things that I've been hearing from some close friends that in Israel is that now that Israel is reopening its doors for travel as of March 1st in terms of tourism and dropping a lot of the COVID restrictions, a lot of what most people will be surprised with is that Israelis took really the last 2 years, and there's been some massive building programs both in Jerusalem and all through the land. And so when we're talking about these ancient prophecies talking about the waste and forgotten cities being rebuilt, Jerusalem is really the one of the primary aspects of that. And so there's just so much that's happening that we can point to that Jerusalem's really in the center of.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back again. I've missed it and been looking forward to it,
but
interrupted with COVID, as you and I had discussed before. But what do you hope readers will take away from this book?
I hope that aside from a cool coffee table book or gift book, as many have been using it for, I hope that people will look at it and go, wow, this prophecy stuff, it's really not as difficult as what I thought. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I hope that people will page through it and say, wow, God is actually doing exactly what he said he would do in the place that he said he would do it with the people he said that he would do it with.
Mm-hmm.
And, here we are in a day and an age where, we can not only see it happen, but we can be a part of that. And we can be a part of that journey and experience with the purposes of God, even in our own lives and how that relates.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's an exciting time and hopefully it'll awaken people to the time and the season that we're in right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. I understand that the second edition of your debut book, Israel Rising, is going to be coming out, latter part of summer of this year. What are some of the updates in the new edition?
Yeah, I'm actually very excited about that. One of the most requested aspect of Israel Rising from a lot of the readers, especially from people that haven't been to Israel, were some maps. And at the very beginning, when we were putting Israel Rising together, we were really under a time crunch because we were trying to get it out before Israel's 70th anniversary. And so there were some maps and other things that we just simply didn't have time for. And so in Israel Rising, we have over 25 locations, over 100 photo comparisons from over 25 locations all over Israel, and I have them broken down into six or seven subheadings. So now, at the very beginning of the book, there's a full map of the nation with all of the photo locations marked, and so that it is just a really wonderful guide to be able to go, okay, where is Hazor? Where is this location? And well, I can go back and look and see, okay, well, that's up in the Galilee. That's up in the north. And so it's just a better tool to be able to help people connect. To me, that's something that's is pretty exciting.
Doug, where can they go for more information and to get their hands on your book?
Really, Amazon's the best place right now, or Tyndale.com, really anywhere the books are sold. But yeah, it's been going great so far, and book three is already in the works for that series.
Awesome.
And
can't wait.
With plans for more.
Yeah, and we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Doug, as always, appreciate the time. God bless, my friend.
Thanks, Bill.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.